banking and finance professor J.B. Silvers of Case Western Reserve University is an expert in healthcare economics.
Stark County is interesting because Altman is a very tough player. You know, they're good. They've got good quality, and they've kept their costs down. So they own Stark County right now, and they're trying to protect that marketplace.
What about Alliance Community? I'm told they went to Altman with the idea for affiliating.
You know, they've been in friends and family with other people before, but they obviously think that Altman is a stronger player, and that's real interesting. You know, it says something about the competitive environment.
Northeast Ohio is pretty free-flowing. It's not uncommon for someone to live in North Canton, go to Worcester to buy something. Their doctor's in Green. They go to a ball game in Cleveland. So is Altman in a bigger regional marketplace too?
You know, to say that Altman is clearly going to dominate the Stark County area. But they're right next to Akron, and it's not very far to drive between the two. So they're really part of the same competitive market, and they're not that far away from Cleveland. So for big elective surgery, the competitive market really includes all those. For more regular, in lower level acuity, they're competing across the board, and they're going to be pretty dominant. They're going to do well.
Mergers and buyouts and such, especially in a field like healthcare, are strategic, long-range kinds of things. How's that work in such an uncertain political climate?
Well, that's a good question, because there clearly is a huge amount of uncertainty that's been ramped up unnecessarily in the last year or so with this repeal and replace thing, because you just don't know how much money is going to be available for care. And that's horrible. How do you plan?
Does the very uncertainty of this maybe make coming together like Alliance Community and Altman more attractive?
Probably both of them together in one system is less risky because they can help each other out than standing independent. And that would certainly be true for Alliance. And I would think, given it would give more market predictability and maybe more market clout to the combined system, it might give them the sense that they have less market risk than they would have otherwise. So right now, I think it's clearly pushing many people towards consolidation. You can just see that across the country the last several years because of the uncertainty and the financial pressure that people feel.
With some even bigger fish circling just to the north, might Altman itself be a target?
I am sure they've been approached by everyone. You can bet your bottom dollar that everybody would like to tie up with them because they own the market. They do a very good job that way. And so there's no question that both UH and the clinic and probably Summa talk to them. But one of the interesting things is they've always been fiercely independent. So the fact that they have their own healthcare plan and it's got a really good market share means they really own that population. And if anybody else wants to sell insurance or has a population that they'd like to offer care to, they've got to have Altman in their network if they've got a population that lives in Stark County. So they've done a great job in terms of tying up the market. From a positive point of view, they've also kept the cost pretty reasonable, too, which is why they're successful.
That's banking and finance professor J.B. Silvers of Case Western Reserve University. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.